22 to 24 Celsius, and it could be as high as 26 degrees tomorrow in around the London area.
Darabet.
Now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 30th of April. The general synopsis at midnight. High 40s, 1,033, expected German Bight, 1,035 by midnight tonight. Low Biscay, 1,010, expected Seoul, 1,014 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking south 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North at Zira, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. South at Zira, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 4 to 6, fog patches at first in east 40s, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east 40s. Fisher, German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 in German Bight, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, east or southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, east 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers in Plymouth, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, east or southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers later, good. Shannon, east or northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches in Hebrides, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Hebrides. Bailey, west or southwest, varying northwest for a time, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 14 miles, 1025, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest 1, fog, less than 100 metres, 1026, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south by west 4, 8 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast by east 1, 11 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Bridlington, east by north 4, 1028, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 6, 11 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 6, 11 miles, 1020. Jersey, east 4, 19 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 6, 1015. Scilly Automatic, east by south 6, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1013, now rising. Valentia, east by south 2, slight rain, 22 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1025, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southeast by east 5, 27 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 30th of April. The general situation, high pressure over the North Sea will decline and move east through the next few days. Largely fair conditions will persist across much of the United Kingdom through Thursday, but outbreaks of rain and showers will spread northeastwards across most waters for a time during Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 3 or less in west. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 for a time. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 6, decreasing 4 or 5, veering southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain in west, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, mainly in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain later in south. Good, occasionally poor later in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east 5 or 6, gradually decreasing east or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan and Point. East or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan and Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair. Poor at first in northwest, otherwise good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Faraha Mazanzi.
Good morning. A few years ago, I was promoted in my job as a community centre manager, and the new responsibilities that came with becoming a manager terrified me. Shortly after, a more experienced work colleague stepped in and offered to mentor me. With her help, I went from being a timid caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly. Since the start of this year, I have been challenged to try and find a mentor again. It has been a while since I was intentional about having an older person step into my life as a trusted guide, an influential role model who can teach me crucial life lessons by simply sharing their experience. As I am evolving in my career, personal development, and spiritual life, I realize that there are so many areas I still need to grow in and would appreciate someone who can bring in fresh perspective, a gentle challenge and space to reflect on my journey so far. In Proverbs, we read, As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. This well-known and well-quoted Bible scripture reminded me that we as people are refined and strengthened through close, constructive, and challenging interactions and relationships. Mentorship is a perfect example of this, as it involves mutual growth, accountability, and character development. It is a two-way stream of teaching and learning where both parties develop friendship and go on this journey of giving and receiving, and what an adventure it can be. That's when I had my light bulb moment. I recognized that I already had a friend who plays this role so well in my life, but our quarterly catch-ups over lunch have just never been formally labeled as mentorship. Today, I take a moment to be grateful for the people that show up in my life as a mentor, and for their devotion in seeing me mature into the fullness of who I was created to be. Amen.
That was